This fourth watch set in. 3 o'clock, 3:01. The fourth watch started. It's dark. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. The fourth watch of the night. Jesus came. Hallelujah. Here they are. You see the sweat. Amen. They've labored. They've toiled. Just trying to hang on. I'm telling you, you listen to me tonight. Amen. It ain't always easy holding on to what's right. It ain't always easy maintaining right standards. Amen. In the world, I've seen a little clip where A.W. Tozer, amen, I don't know what all he had to say about it. I just seen the little clip where he made this comment. Amen. There's a romance to religion. And he said, beware the romance of religion. And there is. There's a certain romance to religion as religion tries to woo us, amen, to ease in and join up with everybody else and be communicable, amen, in our doctrines and in our desires, amen. But I'm telling you, it ain't always easy just to hold on. Amen. And it's dark, amen. The boat, amen. There, the wood's wet and it's slippery and it's dangerous. There's a lot of men that went overboard, amen, in the midst of the storms, amen. But thank God these disciples had just held on. And when you can't do anything else, hold on, thank God. The Bible tells us to hold fast to our profession of faith without wavering, for He is faithful that has promised, amen. Amen. Now here they are. His fourth watch has begun. Amen. They've fought. They've labored. Amen. They've worked. They've held on. Thank God. They've been faithful. They're trying to execute His will. He told them to go to the other side. That's what they're trying to do. Amen. Then here He comes. Thank God. Amen. The fourth watch. Amen. Of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. I don't know how He's coming all together. Amen. To our circumstance. But He's coming. I never forget, and I've told this, I'm sure I have. I never forget one time we were going through a very difficult financial struggle, and it was just one of the financial struggles that we've endured over the years, 30 some years of marriage. I've got used to them by now, huh? But I remember that particular incident. I mean, it felt like, I mean, it was just rough. I never forget, I was coming down Highway 55. And I can't remember which direction I was headed in, whether it was headed toward Coates or out of Coates, but I was right on there at the school on 55. And I mean, it was like the devil just laughing at my circumstance. And I never forget it. I just spoke out loud. And I said, devil, you just make sure you're here when He comes. Because He's coming. Because He's coming. Come on now. You got to make sure you're here because Christ is coming. And you know what? Just like He had in every other time of the past, in every trial of the past, amen, He came. Yeah, He did. He came. Amen. I don't know that He's ever come to me walking on the water. Amen. But if it took it to get to me, I believe He would. I believe He would. I believe He'd walk on the water. Amen. Come on. I believe whatever it would take, amen, to get to you in your time of need, I believe He'd get there. Oh, yeah, I do. I believe He'd get there. If He had to walk on the water, He'd do it. Oh, yes, He would. You see, He loves you enough. He'll do anything it takes. He'll do whatever it takes. Amen. To help you, to bless you, or to keep you. Come on now. Amen. The fourth watch of the night, He come walking to them on the sea. These people that had struggled and wrestled all the night. Amen. When Jesus came to them. Amen. At first, amen, they thought it was His spirit and they cried out. But He spoke to them. And I like it when He speaks to us. He said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And I don't care what the situation is. There's just something about when He comes. Amen. You just know everything's going to be all right. The night Stephanie had got burnt. Amen. Our little 18-month-old baby and her skin boiling, just literally her skin literally just dripping off her arms. Amen. We'd rushed her up to that nurse, emergency room, and my wife got out just sobbing, my baby, my baby. Amen. And I swirled the car around and parked and went in, and they just stopped everything they were doing with everybody and just ran into the room, doctors, nurses, doing everything they could. Hey, amen. I just walked in. I couldn't get in the room where they were at. Brother James, I just walked through that emergency, the old emergency room there, and I just walked down to the end of the corridor. Hey, amen. There was a restroom, and I just opened that door and pulled it down behind me. Hey, amen. I got down, began to talk to my father, and you know what he done? Hey, amen. He just stepped right out of heaven and just stepped right down to where I was at. Hey, amen. I'm telling you, there was a calm. There was a peace that came, hey, amen, over me that night. I didn't know the severity of the situation. Came out, they told us, hey, nothing we can do. We're going to have to send it to Chapel Hill. I didn't know all that we was facing, but I knew everything was going to be all right. I want to tell somebody in this house of God tonight, he's a-coming. I said, he's a-coming. And when he gets there, it's going to be all right. He's going to speak peace to your situation. He's going to speak peace to your circumstance. He's going to make what's wrong right. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me come. He said, come. Peter got out and walked on the water to go to him. But when Peter looked around and saw the wind boisterous, hey, amen, his faith failed him, and he began to sink, and he cried out, and Jesus reached down and picked him up, rebuked him for his lack of faith. But don't you listen to this. Hey, amen, as we go through the different things of life, and it seems like every new trial is new. Everyone is new. It seems like we always start off all over again. And we ought to know by now how it's going to work out, that somehow, some way, God's going to work it out. We ought to know that. Amen. But that doesn't diminish the reality of the present circumstances at all. Amen. But here they are now. Amen. The Bible said, amen, he rebukes Peter, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Look, listen, Peter, it hasn't been but a few hours ago. You watched me take two little fish and five little loaves of bread. And you watched me as I lifted up my head toward heaven and prayed. Amen. I began to break those fish, but never did break them out. Never could get rid of the bread. It just kept breaking off, kept breaking off. Amen. You were there, Peter. You watched it all. Amen. You saw 5,000 men beside the women and children. You saw them eat until they were filled. And not only were they filled when I sent you back out, you and the others back out. You gathered up more than we started. We had 12 baskets full. Amen. We gathered up of the fragments that remained. Amen. So that nothing would be lost. Let me tell you something. Christ don't believe in throwing away. Amen. No, he don't. He don't believe in just throwing away. Amen. Peter, you saw that. You saw all of that. Here I have now. Amen. In the midst of this storm, you just saw me walk on the water, Peter. I've come to you. You just heard me tell you come out of the... You just stop through walking on the water. Amen. He rebuked him. He said, O thou of little faith. Amen. Wherefore didst thou doubt? That's the thing we got to be careful of as we approach the end. Amen. We must not let our faith fail. Amen. Christ asked the question. He said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, amen, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, God, would you help us? Amen. That our faith fail not in times like these, in difficult times, in troubled times, amen, in times when the devil, amen, would like to make you doubt. Amen. But when they were coming to the ship, you gotta love this right here, verse 32. The wind ceased. When Christ came, Brother Ray, it was over. Stay with me. I want to preach a little while longer. It's too good to quit. Huh? When Christ came, it was over. Amen. Now, I talked to you about they're looking for him in the Old Testament. Amen. And they kept looking. That was their mainstay. That was the thing that kept them. They held on to. Amen. Here in this storm, they kept looking for him. First watch passed, second watch passed, third watch passed, finally in the fourth watch. That's the last one. He came. But he came. Mary Martha buried their brother. They sent for him. Didn't think he'd ever come. He came. Amen. They thought it was too late. Lord, if thou hadst been here. He said, but I'm here now. Huh? but I'm here now. But Lord, if you had been here, he said, don't worry about if, now, if they, I'm here not now. Amen. Your brother's going to live again. Yes, Lord. I know in the resurrection he's going to live again. He said, guess what? He said, I am the resurrection. I'm here. I'm here. You've been waiting for the resurrection. I just got here. I feel like shouting. I said, I feel like shouting. Just stay here. I'll be back. Amen. Thank God. You've been waiting for the resurrection. He said, I just got here. I just got here. Thank God. I'm right here. Hey, what are you waiting for? What are you looking for? I'm telling you, he's here. He's here. You say, I'm looking for a miracle. He's here. I'm looking for hope. He's here. I'm looking for help. He's here. Amen. I'm looking for strength. He's here. Amen. What do you need tonight? What are you looking for? All you've got to do is get up, reach out, and get a hold of him while he's here. Thank God. Amen. He said, you've been waiting. I'm right here, Mary. I'm right here, Martha. Woo. Hallelujah. Poor Martha and Mary, they couldn't even believe it all the way to the grave. He said, remove the stone. Oh, my Lord, he said, amen, by this time he's thinking he'd been dead 4 days. He said, just get the stone out of the way. Amen. He said, Lord, amen, I know you hear me. I know that. Amen. I'm going to say this for them. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. I see Lazarus has come bouncing out. And he says, he got here right on time. He got here right on time. Gave me just a few minutes to slip out of here. Amen. I've been down yonder talking to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, glory to God. They told me that in their day, Messiah was coming. I told him, guess what? Amen. He's ate at my house. Amen. We've had meals together. Hold on, boys. Wait just a minute. Hold on here. Wait, what is that? I'm here. I'm sorry, boys. I got to go. He's calling me right here. I'm telling you tonight, amen, he got there. I said he got there and the wind ceased. I'm telling you, when he gets to you, it'll be over. Now here we are. Here we are. Amen, we're in a troubled time. Amen, can I tell you tonight, this world doesn't look like the world. Amen, but it did when I got saved. It looks like a different world. Our country doesn't look like the same country that it did when we got saved. Our country's changing right before our eyes. We are watching the demise of America. Hey, come on. Our country is unraveling. People are pitted against each other. We're no longer united as Americans. Amen. There's a bitterness, amen, between the classes of America. Class war, envy. Amen. The poor hate the rich, and the rich seemingly hate the poor. And politicians do everything they can to stroke the fires of division. Come on here now. Oh, hear me. Amen. Trouble, amen, it seems like it's on every side. Amen. This group rising up, that group rising up. We've seen over the last several years. Amen. Militant Islam. Amen. As they now have struck out against our country now more than one time. Amen. People are dying. Amen. There's a bitterness. There's a hatred. Amen. Seem like spread throughout this land. And I'm telling you, the devil's having a field day. Hey, yes, he is. Amen. He's having a field day. Amen. It seems like we have come to that time when the first watch is ended, and the second watch is ended, and the third watch is ended. Amen. It seems like we're entering that fourth watch. I thought about my little grandbaby, Ella. Amen. Turned 1 year old on November 1st. I thought about her yesterday. Amen. I thought, God, what kind of world is this going to be? Amen. If she lives to be 30, 35 years old, what kind of world will it be? Amen. For my grandchildren, if you tarry, Lord. But you know what? I believe he's coming. I said, I believe he's coming. Amen. In a time when it's troubled, just like it is right now. I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming any time. I believe he's coming at any moment. You know why? Amen. We're being tossed. Amen. We're being tossing like from one side to the other. The storms are raging on every side. Amen. My consolation, my hope is in the coming of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. I like what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. In the book of Romans, he said, amen, of God, He is the God of all hope. Amen. My hope does not lie in Washington, D.C. tonight. My hope no longer lies, amen, with any politician. My hope lies in the coming of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I want Him to come. It seemed like that's been the theme of this service tonight. Amen. Brother Ray didn't know what I was preaching. I didn't know myself until just a little while ago. Amen. But I'm telling you, Christ is coming. I said, Christ is coming. The songs tonight all talking to us about Him coming. I'm trying to tell you, I believe the Lord's trying to talk to us right here. I believe He's trying to encourage us. I believe He's trying to, amen, strengthen us tonight. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. When Jesus had come to this world, and there was a group of folks that had received Him, accepted Him as Messiah, amen, followed Him. But they had watched Him go to the cross. They had watched Him be crucified. They had watched Him be buried. And they had also witnessed the power of His resurrection. For He had appeared to them more than one time. For about 40 days, amen, different times, He appeared unto those believers. Now, amen, they went out. He led them out to a hillside. Amen. He was talking to them about this gospel and the preaching of the gospel and the kingdom of God and winning the lost and the work of God. Amen. And being filled with the Holy Ghost, being empowered for service. And then the Bible said, amen, they watched Him as He was called away into heaven. They watched Him. Amen. As He was lifted off the earth, and they watched Him until they just sat there gazing until He went out of sight. And they just stood there looking up into the heavens. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible said, amen, or let me back up just a little. In verse 9, the Bible said, when He had spoken these words, and those last words, listen, some of the last words He spoke, amen, He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. You know who that were, don't you? Angels. And those angels said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. What are you saying, angel? Christ is coming. For 2,000 years, I'm telling you, that's been the anchor, that's been the hope of the church. Through the storms, through the persecution, through all the churches endured, amen, that's been the hope. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. And I'm telling you tonight, amen, I believe we're at the threshold. I believe he's about ready to come. Don't you? I believe He's about ready to come. Amen. I mean, what else more? What more has got to take place? What else has got to happen? I don't know. I'm not a Bible scholar, but I'm telling you, people that call themselves Bible scholars said they don't know of anything that would hinder the coming of the Lord. He's coming. Stand with me tonight. He's coming. I wonder how many of us in this house tonight, and this is not a trick question, but how many of this house tonight, how many of us in this house tonight could say we're facing troubles in this world? Personally, individually, family, how many could just lift your hand up right quick? Amen. But you know what? When He comes, it's going to be over. When He came, He got into that ship. The Bible said the wind ceased. When He comes, there will be no more trouble. We'll never know another trouble.
That's right.
We'll see things. Amen. After that 1,000 years, when the Antichrist or the devil is loose for a little season, he'll gather up one last thrust of rebellion. Amen. It won't hardly get started. We'll see that. Amen. It'll end fast as it starts. Amen. But I'm telling you, our troubles will be over. Not some of them, but all of them. All we've got to do is endure till then. Stay with it. Finish it. That's all we got to do now. Just finish the race. That's all you got to do. And if you'll finish the race, you'll get to hear Him say, "Well done." Amen. Troubles tonight, presently. Christ is coming. But I'm telling you, even before He comes, He'll come to your situation. He'll come to your trouble. And He'll help us. Yes, He has. And He will. And He is. Thank God He is. And I'm believing for that even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, in the midst of your trouble, whatever, you got something? Surely we got something. You got a loved one that's lost? Amen. You got family? You got children? Got something we need God to help us in? Why not let's just bring that trouble tonight? Say, "Lord, here it is. We're waiting for You to come now, Lord, and fix this trouble. Let's come tonight. Find us a place in these altars." Oh, God, thank You, Jesus.